Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
It's battle time!
The Rich Eisen Show.
Touchdown, Derrick Henry!
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What's at stake with the Ravens and Cowboys playing each other?
A lot, I would say. I think the Ravens are going to be okay.
Rashad Bateman wide open!
The Cowboys are massively interesting now because, like, we've seen one really impressive week and we've seen one really awful week.
Today's guests, Prime Video Thursday Night Football Analyst Andrew Whitworth, plus your phone calls, complete Week 3 recap, and much more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, 844-204-RICH, number to dial, and we're going to take your phone calls this hour. If you're on hold, stay on hold. Don't worry, we're going to get to you because we've been unpacking all of Week 3. We just talked a little college football at the end of hour number 2. If you missed any of it, guess what? We re-air right here on the Roku Sports Channel at 5 Eastern Time and on the Rich Eisen Channel at 6 Eastern Time, and that wheels all the way through to tomorrow's program, and that's the way one way you can catch up. There's the Rich Eisen Show collection page, a very fancy way of saying video on demand service. Of course, there's our podcast. All 3 hours, you can listen to it whenever you want, thanks to the Cumulus Podcast Network. As soon as we're done here, Chris Brockman and I stay after class for the latest episode of Overreaction Monday. And man, with 6 teams winning their first game of the season and there being an absolute cutting in half of all the undefeated teams, there's lots to overreact to, so that should be of interest for you, we hope. And there's also, of course, our YouTube channel, over 810,000 subscribers and growing. We greatly appreciate all of you for doing that. Again, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial, but let's go right now to our friend back here from Prime Video, a Walter Payton Man of the Year and Super Bowl winner. He's got the Cowboys and Giants heading to MetLife to kick off week number 4 in just 3 days' time. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, our friend Andrew Whitworth. How you doing, Whit?
I'm good, brother. Good to be on here this morning with you.
Dude, I don't even know where to start. All right, let's jump in with the Cowboys first, since you're going to see them Thursday night. I'm doing shrug emojis for those who are listening. Right? I mean, what do you make of them, Andrew?
Yeah, I think it's unbelievable. You think about this team and really what people looked for this season. Some of the things we were worried about are showing their head. I know the Cowboys were very defensive of their moves in the offseason, but right now this ability to stop the run is it's not good because as a defense, I mean, to me in this league, I don't care if you're talking about the best teams or the worst, a lot of teams can run the football, and I think that they've got to show the ability to stop it if they want to play great defense and beat any of these top contending teams in the NFC.
Well, I mean, and one of the things, too, that we were talking about before is you're a defensive coordinator. You are just saying, okay, we're stopping 88, whatever we can do. 88 is just not going to get it, and he'll get his still because he's awesome. But who else is there? Right. Yeah. That's it, right?
That's it. And I think, you know, we wanted to see Jake Ferguson show up some. You know, hopefully, you know, he's a guy that can work into this offense more. You know, I think he's got a lot of talent, but we haven't seen it. And then it had to be a bitter pill yesterday watching Derrick Henry run the football all over him. And, you know, you didn't make that choice back in free agency last year. And then on the other side, as an offense in Dallas, I mean, not being able to run the ball at all. It had to hurt to watch that guy beat you that right there in Dallas.
And in terms of line play, that was the conversation coming out of the opener of the season in regarding the Ravens. and how that's going to be of issue. What are you seeing from I guess week three in what turns out to be a get right game for the Ravens? What do you see about that? Because that is the question a lot of people have about the Ravens being able to repeat from last year's success or not.
Yeah, I think for me, it's one of those things. Anytime you start having new guys up front, there's a time period it's going to take for that to gel and for those guys to individually play well and collectively play well. And I think we're going to see it as this season goes. That group will get better together. But also, you kind of see the emphasis of, man, you know, it looks a lot more like, you know, some plays on that tape look more like the Greg Roman offense that we used to see with Lamar Jackson. You know, because I think to me, this is, hey, how do we help these old linemen play better? Let's really use Lamar. Let's run the football. Let's use Derrick Henry and Lamar to be able to kind of challenge defenses to take care of all these possible quarterback keeps. It could be a run to the left. It could be Lamar going the other direction. It could be a give of some kind. You could see that that was really the emphasis. Let's take some pressure off our O-line and just let them run block. Let's just get good at one phase of the game, and then let's move from there. And I think you saw definite progression in that way.
Andrew Whitworth, Prime Video. It's going to be Cowboys and Giants in just three nights to kick off week number four right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Your impression of the 3-0 Chiefs through three games is what, Andrew?
You know what? Listen, winners win. That's my impression. You know, hey, you know what I mean, Rich? Hey, winners win, man.
Yes. Rich.
I got my mug this morning. Winners win. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, people are going to talk about, hey, they've played these teams close. It's been close games. There's only so much point differential. You know, listen, you know what? The goal in the NFL is to go out and win every week, and they keep finding ways to win games. And so to me, I learned my lesson last year, and I'm not doing it. I fell for it last year. All season long, like, hey, this team's going to have to be better. No, I'm not doing it. I'm a Chiefs. Chiefs are still the team. They're a team to beat until somebody shows me different.
Left tackle doesn't concern you, though, Andrew?
It's definitely going to be an issue. When they get against one of these really good teams, I think, unfortunately, it's going to be the difference in one of these games, and they're going to have to figure it out. But I thought that, you know, it's looked better. And so I think that probably leaving the young guy with an opportunity to kind of watch for a little bit and then see where he's at later in the year, I think that's a huge thing. To walk in there and protect for Patrick Mahomes is a big assignment. But I think they'll get it figured out. And Andy Reid, man, he figures it out every year. No matter what their weakness is, he finds ways around it. So I got a lot of faith and belief in him and figuring out the best way for them to move forward.
Is that your opinion about what's going on with him and Kelce? They haven't connected hardly at all. Now, obviously, you're 3-0, and I don't see those pictures on the standings. But what do you think there, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something where we know this. When you play the Kansas City Chiefs, teams come in and they talk all week about how you make sure this connection doesn't happen. And it's not just because, to me, it's something like, oh, man, it's going to be explosive plays to Kelce. To me, it's a lot of, you watch even the playoffs, when those two start connecting, it just feels like the momentum, the energy of that football team just electrifies. And it's like, man, we don't know if we can stop them when we start that. Because Kelce is such a fireplace, just a spark to their team and his demeanor, his attitude, the passion he has for football. And so I think teams come out and say, hey, we don't want this guy to catch the football no matter what. And we saw some of this last year in the regular season, that Kelce had kind of a slower start at times during the regular season last year. And then all of a sudden he exploded in the playoffs. And so I'm not that worried about it. I think this is something where, as the season goes on, I think sometimes Andy Reid just plays games with everybody all the time. And I think Travis will get more involved. And when they need him, they'll be able to rely on him.
Andrew Whitworth here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'll ask you the poll question that we unpacked in the first hour of our program, Andrew. The surprising 3-0 team you believe in the most, the Vikings, the Seahawks, or the Steelers?
There's no questions, the Vikings. I think Kevin O'Connell is on his way to Coach of the Year right now. I think this guy has really taken leaps and bounds as a coach and a play caller and everything else. He's starting to get that respect he deserves, and he's got a defensive coordinator who has just been giving people the business, that is for sure, every week. Brian Flores is dominating this league right now defensively, and Kevin's done an amazing job as a play caller. It's been really cool to watch Sam Darnold and really him being, you know, playing with confidence and belief belief in himself, and looking like the guy he was at USC. I mean, that, all the things you saw there that you thought would make him good, it seems like Kevin O'Connell's brought them all back and brought them back to life. And so this division, I think, is going to be a fun one to watch play out, because Detroit obviously was the team everybody thought was going to walk away with a chance to go play in the NFC Championship. And now the Vikings and the Packers, what the Packers have also done with Malik Willis. I mean, you know what? This division could get interesting by the end of the year.
Yeah, and that's where I was going to go to follow up, Andrew, a couple of follow-ups. Number one is, I think Matt LaFleur has kind of set himself up for Coach of the Year, too, right now. I mean, Malik Willis has looked terrific, just superb. And to get two wins without Jordan Love, and it looks like they might get him back in time for the Vikings this coming week, which is awesome. That is amazing what LaFleur does and what he cooks up, Andrew.
It is. I talked to him yesterday a little bit after their game, you know, just kind of give him some love and say, man, it's really impressive to watch what you've done with this football team over the last few weeks. You know, to think about it, man, these are those opportunities for a team. And that's why I think Green Bay is sneaky on this one. You know, you have these moments happen and you watch a team kind of, this galvanizing moment where they all come together and say, hey, we don't know what our situation is. We don't know how Malik's going to play, but we're going to all come together and play the best football we possibly can. And then, oh, by the way, the guy that you really counted on, it's not like his year is over. Jordan Love's coming back. And this team has found a way to just go play their absolute best already. And so when he comes back and now you add his element to it, I think, man, they're one of those teams you got to say, wow, like that's pretty impressive to watch. And then let's see where this team heads. And that's why I really think this division could be crazy, is that you really could have the Vikings and the Packers being the two lead dogs in this division quickly, just by the way they've handled the last few weeks. You've got to be really impressed. And man, could you not be more happy for Malik Willis? And this is a guy we all wrote off and said, man, I don't think this guy can play quarterback in the NFL, how it started, you know, and then now here he is. And I think that's the best thing that maybe a Bryce Young or some of these other young quarterbacks around the league that have struggled early can look at, is there's more proof that, you know what, whether you're ready early or not, it doesn't matter. Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, like look across the league. You just got to stick with it and stay with it, and your opportunity and your fit will come, and you got a chance to go find your success.
And we'll put a pin in Bryce Young for a second, but I do want to follow up one more time with what you just said earlier about how Brian Flores brought the heat and how he is bringing the heat. And this is a copycat league, Andrew, right? And we talk in the media about blueprints for other teams to follow. Did the Vikings give a blueprint on how to handle CJ Stroud in this Texans offense?
And yeah, I think you'll see more of it. But the problem is, I think with Brian Flores is he has a style and a way he coaches and they play that he's always done. And I think to me, it's something that he's mastered. And so it's, you know, sometimes you got to be careful trying to copy, because if you're not a master at it and you don't do it as well as he does and you don't disguise it and give people as many problems, he's done it so long. He can do all the disguises. He can show zeros. He can show all these different things that you think are coming, and then have all the little things that come off of it. They really trick these quarterbacks and changes the picture for them once the ball snap. But I think you'll see more teams try to copy it. I just think Brian Flores is doing it at a clip right now that's pretty hard to match. I mean, he's got to be feeling pretty good in those meeting rooms right now. They played some good football teams and been able to really show them up over the last few weeks.
Yeah, and their next two games again at Green Bay, and we're hoping we get some good news on Sam Darnold's knee today. He did finish the game on Sunday, and then in London taking on the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. You want to talk about needing to disguise things for somebody, that will be a great one. I'm happy to say I'll be in the booth for that on NFL Network. Andrew Whitworth here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about two things near and dear to your heart before I send you on for the rest of your day. Andy Dalton, man. Those are three words. Andy Dalton, man.
The Red Rifle, baby. He's back.
What was that? What was that? In
you
Vegas?
Know, it was awesome. I loved it, Rich, for a lot of reasons. One, I think Andy Dalton's one of those guys that's continued to step up when he's been called on in the league, and obviously playing with him for a long time in Cincinnati. I know the man he is and really his passion for playing the game. And so it was cool to see him have that moment with that team, for the Carolina Panthers to get just a little bit of positivity and have some fun and look like a team that is enjoying competing was awesome. But also, I think it's a great lesson for us. I mean, a lot of times we're looking for all these reasons to blame a team and a start and how things are going. And you look at all the Bryce Young talk and it's, man, if he had protection, if he had weapons, they don't give him enough things to go win, blah, 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 blah. But sometimes it's just the truth is it's a young quarterback who's not quite ready to execute the offense at the level that everybody else could. That's a veteran that's been there and done it. And that's okay. But it doesn't mean that it's the offensive line. It doesn't mean that it's every other player on the team's terrible. I think Andy Dalton showed that, you know what, a good football team with a veteran quarterback who knows what he's doing and can bring a little spark and maybe just some steel and calm to everybody, to where everybody's not so nervous about having to be perfect. You know, it can show you that any given Sunday in the NFL, somebody can win. And I think Carolina Panthers got to be feeling good today, and I know Andy Dalton does. And as they move forward, it's going to be fun to watch how this team goes from here.
So, yeah, I mean, it did show that there is enough there to win a football game, and convincingly, I might add, as Dalton is the first quarterback, we mentioned this before, it's crazy, first quarterback this year with 300 yards and three touchdowns in the same game. It's Andy Dalton for a team that was supposedly, you know, incapable of doing anything. And so that said, though, what does it say a little bit more about Bryce Young? It's just as simple as he's not ready, because he's going to have to be ready at some point, don't you think, Andrew?
Yeah, I think that really what happens is some of these guys, you know, you look at it and people go, well, it's year two. But the reality is year one was such a disaster in the sense of how he was getting hit, how things went, that you start to tear down a guy's confidence level. And then they start to think all of the negative things while they're playing football. And to me, when you watched him at the beginning of this year, you know, people say, oh, he hasn't gotten any better, he hasn't done all these things. Like, I look at that and I see a guy who's been beaten down confidence wise, not had the game play out the ways he would like to. And it's just made him second guess himself all the time. He doesn't believe what he's saying. He doesn't believe where, when he's moving around, he doesn't have confidence in himself to go out and be successful. And you see it in their play. And then you see down the road, they get another opportunity. They get in the right situation, whether it be Baker or Sam or any, you know, Geno Smith, you name the guys down the line that get these opportunities later, that the right fit happens. And you're like, man, where did this come from? And it's like, no, it's always there. It's just a matter of who can bring it out of them. And so I don't think this is the end for Bryce Young. I think he's got to find a better situation. I don't think it's going to be in Carolina personally. I think eventually he's going to have to go somewhere else and get a new coach, a new surroundings, not because of what they have is bad, but just for him to kind of have a new, fresh start. I think that's going to be the best thing.
All right. And last one for you, your other guy that you had his back, Matthew Stafford. He really is so much fun to watch when he's cooking and slinging and making plays and getting peeled off the turf to do it again and again. And that's what seemed to happen on Sunday. What is it like being in the huddle with this man in moments like that, Andrew?
You know, I think, Rich, the best way I can compare it is Matthew Stafford is like John Wayne or you know, like a legendary cowboy. He's that dude that you're like, man, I'm in the huddle with one bad, you know what. I texted him yesterday. I texted him after the game. I said, listen, I love you. You are a bad mother, you know what. Like, you are that guy. He is the dude, man. His toughness, his ability to, no matter any of those plays, Rich, not only are those things happening when he's getting knocked around, things are going all over the place, you see the hits, everything he goes through, he doesn't say a freaking word. He doesn't complain. He doesn't, you know, say, hey, can you block better? Can you give me more time? He says nothing. He stands back in the huddle and he goes, man, boys, that hurt. Here's the next play call. You know, and it's just like, all right, you know, it's like, he doesn't care at all. He just shoves it all off and says, you know what, let's go get one. And I love his attitude, his demeanor, and I couldn't be happier for him, man. I tell you what, he's starting to show with him and Sean McVay, give us whoever, put anybody in the lineup you want. We can beat you on any Sunday. Bring it. And I love that.
Yeah, I mean, again, no Nacua, no Cup, no left side of the line, right? And when I say no for that, it's backups. And yep, coming off of a total beatdown in Arizona, staring 0-3 right in the face, down 10 against the Niners team that's also without its star players. That was truly breathtaking to watch that finale.
It is. And what, back-to-back wins for the Rams versus the Niners. This is, you know, hey, let's start a new trend. We went a long time without beating them in the their season. So this was good for them. And I think it's great for this football team because, you know, they still have a lot of young guys. You look at that defense. I mean, there's a lot of young players up front, and they're only going to get better. And I thought they were doing a good job of bringing some pressure, being able to win some on the edges. And so I think to me, when you look at this team, it's like, hey, yeah, this year they had a lot of potential if they had some of these guys healthy. But I'm looking at the youth on defense, some of the guys they have up front on the offensive line that have shown that they're going to have bright futures as well once they're healthy. I think, man, that honestly, things look a lot more up with this football team than you think. It's just the immediate of all these injuries that are hard to take on. But hopefully they get some of these guys back. They can steal a couple games and get themselves on a run. I think one thing the league has shown us with the Carolina Panthers yesterday, this season, it's going to happen all year long. It's a lot closer than everybody thinks, every single team in this league, from 1 to 32. So I think you just got to get healthy and get yourself on a moment, get a momentum run, and anybody's got a chance of getting in these playoffs.
Yeah, man, I was going to ask you, who's the toughest team, who's the team to beat in the NFC right now? Because you didn't even say the 3-0 Seahawks were the 3-0 team that you're willing to put your marker on. You went with the 3-0 Vikings instead. But Green Bay's sitting there, Detroit sitting there, the Eagles with Saquon. I mean, without him, they could be 0-3, you know? I mean, the NFC South having two 2-0 teams that both lost at home, including the Bucks to Bo Nix, who couldn't really put 2-2 together, it seemed. For the first
they
two
got
weeks.
Me in a lot of trouble, Rich. They got me in a lot of trouble yesterday. I put my wife was looking for a fantasy defense. I gave her the Bucs defense. I said, honey, listen, you know what? Bo Nix and the Broncos have struggled. I'll take care of you, babe. I got you. Got her give me a big thank you, the whole deal. By 5 o'clock, I was getting some very ugly texts. I was not appreciative. She was not kind to me about my fantasy moves. So the Bucs got me yesterday. I had them winning, and I had them winning big, and I didn't.
You and most everybody, not in the Knicks or Peyton, however, the Walton household, man, for sure. Safe journey to New York. Air Al, you hopping Air Al for this one, Andrew?
I'm actually going early. I'm going on the commercial flight. Yep.
Okay.
Air Al.
All right. Well, enjoy it. I always enjoy seeing you out there. You're awesome. Say hi to everybody on the Prime Video gang. Thanks for the time here.
Yeah, appreciate it, Rich.
You got it. That's the one and only Andrew Whitworth, Super Bowl champion, Walter Payton Man of the Year, and a smart Rich Eisen Show mug user right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Wit.
Hey, I picked up the Bucks defense, too. But Kyron Williams and
Kyron Williams.
DK Metcalf, Beaston. Justin Jefferson are
Beaston.
Standing the test of time.
Yep.
So
Dillingham League not treating you well? Is that what you're saying?
I'm talking about the league I want to win. Yeah.
Oh, what? You don't want to win the Dillingham? Oh, come on, man.
Gotcha. That's just for fun. We were just winging it.
Saying the game. I don't do this for fun. You know what I mean? This is serious.
Is that right?
You know what I'm saying? I don't do this for fun.
Really?
This is serious. Yeah,
I had no idea.
Think about John Dillingham and honor his memory. Come on. How would he react?
Dillingham didn't work so hard his life
and his son, who we kicked out of his own father's
room.
We came into his house, didn't wipe our feet, and took over his kitchen table.
Everybody in Kansas City knows what we're talking about. The rest of the country? Not so much.
No idea.
All right, we'll take a break. 844-204 Rich, number to dial. Sam Darnold, there is an injury update for him. Oh, boy, that's coming up. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. Hey, everybody, you know we're living in a new age of football with the expanded college football playoff, NIL, conference realignment, and increasing popularity of the draft. The landscape is changing, and it's changing quickly, and it can be confusing, but you know you're still into it. That's where the new podcast, The Triple Option, comes in. Each week, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, host Rob Stone, and three-time national champion coach Urban Meyer team up to bring on the biggest guests in college football, pro football, and anything related to the culture of the game. They cover it all, from top stories to recent changes and shifts in the game, the culture surrounding it, and everything in between. So get in the game today. Follow and subscribe to The Triple Option on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Triple Option on YouTube as well. New episodes drop Wednesday mornings. I got to bring this up since we haven't spoken. The cart, you know, the cart, what I'm talking about, the cart, you know?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
My cart.
Yeah. what happened? Did you go up to the cart and ask for a ride to take care of your business? Or like what happened? What happened?
I would never ask for a ride to the locker room. But, okay. You know,
what happened?
People never ask for money too, but when you present it to me, I'm not going to say no to it. So I came off the field.
Yeah.
I had come off the field like three plays before that.
Yes.
And I told my coach, like, hey, I got to take a number two. Like, it's not looking good. And then we got a first down and got close to the red zone. So I was like, you know what? I'll hold it. So yes. We end up scoring, and I come back to the sideline.
Yes.
And the head trainer and the head equipment guy was like, hey, there's a cart down there ready to take you into the locker room to go to the bathroom. Because we're playing in Detroit, and it is a hike from the locker room to the field. And plus, we're on the other side. So I was like, you know what? You can't miss an opportunity like this. So, you know, up the tunnel I went, and the rest is history. I just know I left my mark in Detroit.
DK, you gave a scare to everybody who loves you and roots for you. I mean, you know, seeing you carted, we're like, wait a minute, what's going on? And then what a relief, you know,
right.
to use another analogy as well. I mean, did you have people after the game saying, what the hell did you do that for? Just walk.
Everybody after the game was like, bro, don't scare us like that. I'm like, I wasn't worried, so y'all shouldn't be worried. But I watched the video, and I wasn't smiling on the way to the locker room, so that's probably why everybody was a little worried.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the tweet. You're like, that clinch walk wouldn't have made it. That's what that's what you tweeted.
And we were wearing white that game, so it definitely would have shown.
And it's Seahawks at Lions next week. So, back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com. Or just stop by. Sam Darnold, of all people, hurt by Danielle Hunter.
Right.
He came in a little late. It was flagged for roughing the passer because he went low.
Yeah.
And he kind of folded his knee in, and Darnold went down. Nick Mullins came in for a play.
Big Nick.
And the sigh of relief from the crowd is Sam went running back in after holding the back part of his left knee. Sam Darnold, a most valuable player candidate right now. Once again, MVP Sam's back. He did it for the first three games in Carolina. When he got there back in the day. Right? And then Roof caved in for Carolina. And we all know Sam's journey after that, leading to Minnesota right here. Just a bone bruise. That's it.
Ooh, that's good news.
That's it. So everything's intact.
Yep.
A bone bruise.
Okay.
So a sigh of relief. You'll deal with that. Do some rehab, I guess. Get ready for the Green Bay Packers. And then after that, the Jets. One of the things, as we're just kind of bringing it all together here with Sam Darnold being 3-0, looking terrific, one of the parts of seeing Bill Belichick do what he's doing now that I'm really enjoying is passive-aggressive bitter Bill. Didn't see it coming.
Please explain.
Passive-aggressive bitter Bill.
Please elaborate.
P-A-B-B.
PAB.
Passive-aggressive bitter Bill. Okay. And what do I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, Bill, seeing him on the Manning cast last week during Falcons and Eagles, talking about Mooney. Calling him one of the three players the Falcons tampered with.
Oh, interesting.
Do you know which organization interviewed Bill but then didn't hire him?
Falcons. Ooh, I know.
Okay. Falcons. So that's the way he didn't talk about how Mooney's added to the offense. Mooney. Just leave it at that.
Tampered with.
Talked about how they lost a draft choice and acquiring some of these players that you're seeing out there right now, Kirk Cousins and Darnell Mooney.
Okay.
Moments ago, Bill and his appearance with our friend Pat on the Worldwide Leader. Talking about Sam Darnold.
Oh.
Everybody liked him except the Jets. Just throwing that in there. You know, hey, listen, Darnold, you know, he was asked if Darnold can sustain this thing, right? And he's talking about, well, you know, I've always told people that it's easy to get to the top, but it's tough to stay at the top, right? And now Darnold's, you know, getting there. We'll see what's going on. But I do have to tell you, everyone liked Sam, except the Jets. Just Carolina liked him. Said the Rams liked him, but he decided to go somewhere else. And San Francisco likes him. Now Kevin O'Connell likes him. So everybody's liked him. Just
throwing blows.
Except the Jets.
Darts.
And Chris, let me just say.
You're sipping tea like.
Let me just say this. If you had to make a list of people who helped aided the Jets in souring on Sam.
Yeah.
Bill's towards the top.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't help.
He's
Matt.
The one who once upon a time famously created Halloween out of nowhere.
Seen ghosts.
That's the guy. Who made him see ghosts? Who's ghosts?
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, the Jets had their own self-inflicted wounds. Adam Gase. All that stuff. Don't forget. Right?
Tacos.
Gase and Darnold went 13-25 for the Jets. And I mean, you might as well get this all out of the way because we will be having this conversation.
I'm the general manager of the New York Jets.
No, that wasn't him. I appreciate the John Isaac flashback.
Sam Darnold against the Patriots, 0-4.
Yeah.
Not counting the three games in which he was inactive, so that's 0-7.
Yeah. 13-25 for the Jets, and Sam had a defensive-minded coach who was on the way out. Todd Bowles, right? Towards the end, and then they go Gase. Good Lord. Jets didn't do him, you know, much justice. The Jets liked him, you know. Jets liked him a lot. Drafted him third overall. Just threw him out there, you know. And then the roof caved in, and they ended up having the second overall pick in the draft. And, you know, made the wrong decision there. But neither here nor there. The guy, I think, at the very top of the list, if not number one on the list, who helped the Jets sour on Sam Darnold, I think it would be Bill.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? But passive-aggressive bitter Bill right now is a fun watch, man.
I like it.
It's a fun watch. You didn't see that one coming, did you?
I was like, whoa.
Dan in Kansas City. Let's put Dan on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Rich. This is the second time I called. I called last month and tried to do the wins and losses with the Bikes, and we ran out of time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I had them down for 10-7.
Okay.
I figured they would go 3-3 in the division.
Did you have them 3-0 to start, though, Dan? Did you have them 3-0 to start?
No, I did not. I had
you
them
didn't.
At 2-1.
Okay.
I had them beating the Giants. I had them beating the 49ers.
Wow.
And losing to the Texans. But, you know, the team is what the record is. You know, I'd ask the question of you and everybody else, you know, which team is better than the Minnesota Vikings right now?
Can't name one.
You got an offense that is just second to none. I mean, they pick up and go, and that Flores is just flat got it going. You don't find them any better. You know, I heard some, you know, I think that the thing that really set me off to get started with all of this, I've been listening for a while to you all, and it's fun listening to you.
Thank you.
But I think the thing that was most upsetting is to hear everybody discount the Vikings. Six and a half. I mean, all the odds were 6.5 is best they're going to do. Man, oh, man. You know, I would adjust my wins loss. You know, I was being very conservative at 10-7. But I'm really thinking, you know, I think we can win that division. I don't see why we can't win the North. I had a splitting. I don't know why we wouldn't go 4-2. We should be able to beat the Bears. I don't know why we wouldn't beat the Packers or the Lions. There's just not a team that we can't beat right now.
Well, Dan, and you are playing lights out. There's no question about it that guys are stepping in for injured players. And guys are buzzing around. They're killing it in all phases. They had the IT team in the AFC come into their house. And thank you for the call, Dan. They had the IT team of the AFC come into their house. And then the Stephen King version of IT broke out. And they, you know, they clowned them. They Pennywised them, right? They just absolutely crushed them. This thing, they picked off Stroud to start it, and they didn't let Stroud get started in any way. And if I'm a Texan fan, I am hoping that that's not a blueprint that others can mimic.
It was shocking.
They were all over him. They were all over him. I know, you know, Cam Akers was there instead of Mixon, but come on. That's not the big change here. They were in Stroud's grill, and they got him off the spot, and they got him absolutely out of sorts in a way that it's been rare to see. He's been just sitting back there and just seeing it and throwing it.
Yep.
And knowing it and seeing it and throwing it. And yesterday he didn't know what he was seeing, and he couldn't throw it. You know? So you got to give it up to the Minnesota Vikings. And
absolutely.
And one of the reasons why, too, which will no doubt come to the fore this week because they're in Green Bay, Aaron Jones is raising his hand saying, you sent me to the wrong spot. I know we're all focused on Saquon leaving the spot that drafted him and allowed him to become the guy that he became in the league and leaving free agency because they decided to go in a different direction and he winds up in division. Well, guess what? He is going to Green Bay, and I'm sure he is ready to circle that game.
Yep.
You know, before Sam exercises his ghosts, right, against the Jets in London. But first up, they are not looking to London yet. They gotta go to Wisconsin. And that's going to be a fun game, certainly if Jordan Love is back, as expected. So, there's that. Yeah, I mean, are the Vikings winning our poll question right now? Is the surprising 3-0 team that you believe in the most, or maybe the Steelers giving them a run for their money?
No, poll question right now, surprising 3-0 team you believe the most. Yeah, Vikings, 59%.
Who's in second? Steelers and then the Seahawks?
Yeah, Steelers, 25% Seahawks.
I wonder if it's Geno or, 60%. Okay, Seattle, you
Geno's playing
eviscerated
really good ball,
a rookie
man.
At home before he was ready to start in Bo Nix, and then you go to New England and needed to go to overtime against the team that got smoked by the Jets 4 days later, and then you got lucky that Tua wasn't there and Skylar Thompson, and just who have you?
Who really played?
Well, next up for them is at Detroit on a Monday night, so we'll see.
Detroit.
We will see. So there's that. The Steelers, dude. I mean, you know how I feel about Tomlin. I don't hear much. Hold on. I'm going to go there. I don't hear much. Do you hear much from Western PA? Hold on. Let me if I can really listen. For all those Steelers people who think I just cape too much for Tomlin and I'm in his back pocket or... I can't
give you all the ingredients to the hot dog. You might not like
it. Yeah, you might not like it.
That's not high on the agenda.
You might not like it.
You might not like it.
Huh. Because, and I'm always going to be honest with you. You know, I thought Denver would perform better. I thought the Denver we saw in week three would take care of business in week two because they're just too inconsistent on offense right now, or at least were in week two. And then week one at Atlanta, you know, I picked Atlanta to win the division, so I thought that would be a tough start for the Steelers. Yesterday, though, I don't know how they were going to lose a home opener to a Chargers team that stayed on the East Coast all week long with a quarterback who was dealing with a high ankle. And they took care of business. That defense is arguably the best in the NFL. Right? With Patrick Queen behind the defensive player of the year.
I think they are the best in the
TJ Watt, right? He's defensive player of the year, TJ Watt?
I got to say, TJ Watt is in the MVP list right now.
Yeah, right?
Of the whole league.
But since we know that's not going to happen, because
after 3 weeks, you got to have him in the top five.
Valuable quarterback every year.
Well, I mean, this has been a run-heavy league through the first 3 weeks where Andy Dalton comes off the bench
quarterback
with a team that couldn't tie their shoes together, and he's the first 300. Three touchdown quarterback.
Quarterback play has been very much less than.
So why not? This is the year that you got to look at a running back like Saquon and a defender like TJ Watt. Maybe that's what's unfolding in front of all of us right now for
so far,
MVP.
I mean, through 3 weeks, it's not going to be of that course. Way at the
I don't
end.
Know.
But like,
I don't know. What if the Steelers keep winning in the manner in which they're winning, which is Fields does enough, they don't turn it over, and then you saw towards the end of the game, they were just running the Chargers over with Najee. They're just running them over. What if
on the odd sheet, there are 17 names before we get to a non-quarterback.
Got it. Steelers next up at Indianapolis.
I think the Steelers are winning the way that I think we kind of thought they would. Just whether Russ was in there or not. I know I was saying, don't turn the ball over. Run the ball in this Arthur Smith offense. Let your defense do its thing.
At Indianapolis, where Anthony Richardson is up and he is down, where 1 minute he's throwing Alec Pierce another 50-yarder, and then the next one he's throwing it right to the defense in the end zone.
Some head scratching.
Okay, and even he said, I got to play better as the Colts came up with their first win of the season. Then they're home for Dallas. I'll tell you, man. you might have to rent a movie that night.
Why?
Pal. All right, you'll watch Sunday night.
Well, I mean, look, it's not
the
like
the
Steelers
are playing right now.
It's not like the Steelers' dude, offense is so high powered. This is going to be a defensive. This is going to be a low scoring.
Right, and who's been winning the low scoring games lately? The Steelers.
You know, the Steelers could legit be 9-0 going to Baltimore.
Well,
home for Baltimore, week 11.
You know who doesn't want to hear that conversation? You know who doesn't want to hear that conversation?
Steeler fans?
No,
Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin.
Oh yeah, he ain't with that.
Oh, Tomlin. I think he was asked about his players getting up for the game or something like that. Their fight. Somebody asked Tomlin about his team's fight. Here's his answer.
We better respond that way. You know, there's a nakedness in this business at this level. There's nowhere to hide. When you got a challenge like that walking in your venue, you better fight. We're the number one rusher and rushing team coming into our building. And so let's be real clear. They got to fight. They don't have a choice.
I love it. By the way, that's the tip. There's an iceberg underneath. There's an iceberg that allows a petty ball to be handed out to somebody.
Petty ball.
Okay. Understand that? He doesn't want the petty ball to get out of the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see who ran the team out onto the field?
Russ?
Yep. So he was a petty flag holder.
Isn't he a captain?
Well, I mean, you're sure, but... But here we go. Let's run. Russ is going to be running everyone out. By the way, he should be walking. Let's get him healthy again. Although at this point in time, this is Justin Fields' show.
Yeah.
3-0, Justin Fields.
It should be his show for.
Well, they're not going to do that. They're going to keep the fire burning here because that's the way you coach.
Yeah, no reason to make a change.
No, we're not going to just hand it to him for the rest of the year. No.
Well, that's
perfect. I mean, the only reason why he's still the starter is because Russ is not available yet. And once he is available, that's when we'll address it.
That's preposterous.
That's not at all. It's kind of, I kind of dig it. They're 3-0. Don't change a thing.
Why is that preposterous?
Don't change it.
I mean,
don't change
this guy's your quarterback.
I think the rest of the locker room knows it, sees it, feels it. You don't have to announce it. Just watch him play. Justin Fields going to Indianapolis. Here we go. Hashtag.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun one as well. Gosh almighty. So much going down. And tonight, desperate football players from Jacksonville and Cincinnati.
Yes,
don't want to fall into that 0-3 hole. Visiting Western New York and taking on and hosting the Commanders tonight. Oh, baby, we'll discuss that. Phone calls as we go to break and send you out to your Monday and us to the Overreaction Monday podcast set. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's talk DoorDash, people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash. That's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RICHEISEN24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. So, man, we're just talking off the air about Tank Dell, you say, is soreness? What's going on?
The report is Tank Dell is dealing with soreness.
You know what? I'm dealing
he
with.
He had a hand wrist injury, also took a shot to the ribs.
But remember, he's coming off of a broken leg not even a year ago. So
I'm sore, too.
Yeah.
Because I had benched Juwan Jennings.
Oh, that's not good. That had to hurt.
Dude in my league has...
I'm still winning, though.
Has Juwan Jennings and Purdy sat them both.
Oh, boy.
I think they combined for 70-something in my league.
I'm telling you guys.
I picked them up Saturday morning, Rich.
You guys, here's what we need to do, if you're up for it. You got to watch football with Coop. You have not lived until you've watched football with a 13-year-old who's just living and dying with every snap with his fantasy. Somebody's doing well, and he goes, he looks to see if they're available. Should I pick him up, Dad? Like, literally.
I can't in the middle of the game.
Literally every throw to somebody who's unclaimed. That's and nice. If they catch it, should I pick
he's just like, I have to go up.
And I'm like, Coop, like, you know, we don't have to make this decision until Tuesday night.
Right.
Like, what are you doing right now?
And you can't
literally
pick him up right now.
Every single catch by a receiver, good run by a running back, good throw by a quarterback, good play by a defense. If they are unclaimed, he will turn to me at like, you know, second quarter, 1 o'clock Eastern window. Dad, should I pick him up?
10 years Non-stop. Ago, 10 years ago, my main league that you hate was the Wild West. It was free agents nonstop.
Oh,
so people would have a good first half.
and there'd be the race at halftime to add him.
But yes. You'd have to drop somebody.
Right, you'd have, you'd have to drop somebody.
See, I can't play somebody who's on that actually. Like that.
I don't mind that, actually.
Mid-game
ads. One of the best ones ever. Not. Remember when Anquan Boldin went off in his first game?
Yeah.
He was added at halftime.
Yeah, I couldn't play like that.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
It's Wild
that's
West.
Like college football.
Wild West.
It's a nonstop portal.
Yeah, nonstop portal.
But in the middle
back
of the day.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. YouTube.com/NFLST. That's how you get NFL Sunday Ticket right now. When you combine NFL Sunday Ticket with YouTube TV, when you bundle it together, you get the most live NFL games all in one place. You can watch four at once. You can create your own four-box multi-view window. It's awesome. YouTube.com/NFLST. Device and content restrictions apply. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games. Are you doing that right now? Is that what you're doing right now? I'm hearing some clap.
Preventing something from blowing up next to me.
Oh, no. Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
All right. Are we good?
There was a battery charger that was like going a little out of whack.
Is everything okay? Are we good?
Yes, we are safe.
Do we have to evacuate?
I saved.
Keep me safe,
Mike. Studio. Yes. Sorry about that.
I need a heads up, Mike. We got a lot of
you're fine.
Trinkets and knickknacks I need to grab on the way out.
Keep me safe.
We're good.
Tonight, Jaden Daniels goes into the jungle to try and surprise the Cincinnati Bengals. Hey, Jaden might be watching tape to see what Jacoby Brissett did week one, right? Who knows? The Commanders win. They're tied for the NFC East with the 2-1 Philadelphia Eagles. That's possible. I mean,
that's just how weird and kind of dumb the first 3 weeks have been.
Right? And then, you know, there's the rookie quarterback in Chicago where Caleb Williams just... I don't know. There seems to be no rhythm at all. We haven't seen a lot of those. I mean, listen, he threw a first touchdown pass to Roma Dunze. Doesn't have Keenan like Allen, that. Right?
Yeah, Keenan's been
the
out.
Running game is just non-existent. There was a 4th-and-1 on the goal line that went viral yesterday where all five, it seemed, Chicago Bears offensive linemen were on the ground on their backs as DeAndre Swift lost, 10 yards?
Well, there was an option play to the left, and Caleb was like, had four guys in his face, was like, you take it. And
because every single Colt was 5 yards deep one second after the snap.
Yeah,
so bad. The line just was.
It was bad.
It was awful.
Yeah.
And that's the question is like, so behind a line like that, you throw it 52 times. So, everyone's going to be talking about 2 touchdowns for Caleb, 363 yards. Well, he also had to make up for throws in that building because he didn't throw there at the combine.
I know.
Those were his first throws in that building. After the game, we heard all about it. Yeah, we got to have more balance. And today, is this from today? From Caleb or is this after yesterday? Okay, this is what Caleb had to say about the play imbalance. Hit it.
Got our first 2 passing touchdowns of the year, obviously, which is feels good, exciting to get that going finally in the second half of this, this game. So having the offense, identity is, I think it is brewing. I think it is a lot closer than, it was the week before or weeks before. And I think us figuring that out is going to get this thing going. I think we're right there. It's on all the plays we were just simply one small detail or that's myself included on some of these some of these plays that happened today. But we're one small detail on a lot of these plays that like I've said in many other interviews that these small details always add up to be something bigger.
Remember we had Jalen Johnson on, I think it was the day after the ESPYs. Remember that? During the summer?
Yeah. He was in
from
here.
The Bears? No, he was on, we Zoomed with him. He was, we Zoomed with him the day after the ESPYs. And he said, I said, what's your message to Bears fans? He said, patience. He said, patience. And after we, hung up with him, or whatever the phrase is with Zoom, ended the meeting. We were like, patience, huh? Because a lot of people are really excited about this kid and what they can do, and it's all set up, and he's got the weapons, he's got an improved line around him. But sure enough, they're not anywhere close to an identity. I have no idea what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's running around and just throwing it. That's what it looks like to me. More often than not. Just sometimes running for his life. Just figuring it out. And they're not establishing this and then working off of that, or doing this and working off of that. They're just snapping it and throwing it. That's what it seems like, right? Am I wrong?
I would say their identity is their defensive football team.
Yeah, I got it. But you know what defensive football teams don't do? Throw 52 times.
Yeah,
you're not only going to run it.
Can't run the ball, and they can't protect the quarterback, which is bad news for a rookie back there.
Next up for them are the Rams, who are feeling it right now.
Four minutes from 0-3.
And the Bears are a Will Levis brain fart or two away from being 0-3 also.
Yeah, true. They could have won. The Bears could be 3-0 if they had some sort of...
You could make that case for every team in the league.
Good call.
And we'll be chatting with you on Tuesday about the Monday night two-banger and more.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
What is the path of least resistance with highest ROI?
New episodes available every day.
People oftentimes are paying very close attention to what the Fed does to get signals on what's going to happen with mortgage rates, and it's completely wrong way thinking.
Whether it's real estate, on the market, rookie, or money.
And you can make just 6% on a deal, you can retire next month.
The Bigger Pockets podcasts are on YouTube or wherever you listen.